Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another session of Read the Word, where we are reading the majestic Word of God from Genesis to Revelation chronologically. I know you're enjoying this wonderful, wonderful study as we've been going through it. It's been a very interesting one. And, you know, as we read these first five books of the Bible, they're known as the Pentateuch, the law. Most Jewish children had it memorized by the time they were 13 years old. Yeah, memorize it. Some of you better get busy. But it is the foundation principles of who God is on this earth. And we've seen how it correlates to our life all the way through it. And thank God for his awesome, majestic book. And we're going to see it again tonight. Now, remember this? We've got timestamps we put in these videos, which are four-digit blue numbers. When you go to the notes or the comments, you'll see them in there. If you click on that, it'll take you to that specific spot. And that'll help you in your study of it. You want to hear another part over again and again, you can just keep clicking it. It'll just keep coming back to it. And then you can do the prayer of salvation. You can go to Sunday morning and get the communion elements and go to our website and receive communion every day. We've got lots of things to be a blessing to you. Remember, this is a listener-supported ministry. And every part of the Word of God that you can help us get accomplished, we appreciate that. And we want to reach around the whole world. We're in 28 nations with this program. And my goodness sakes alive, how does God do what he does? But thank God for his blessing. Are you ready? Pray this opening prayer with time we come here. Father, I open my spirit, my soul, and my body to be led by you today, so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height. So I will know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, so that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And I know I say it a lot, but I want to be filled with all the fullness of God. Here we go. Numbers chapter 35, the last two chapters of the book of Numbers. The cities for the Levites. And the Lord spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan, across from Jericho, saying, all of those are identifying words to help this be extremely historically sound. Command the children of Israel that they give the Levites cities to dwell in from the inheritance of their possession. You shall also give the Levites common land around the cities. They shall have the cities to dwell in, and their common land shall be for their cattle, for their herds, and for all their animals. The common land of the city which you will give the Levites shall extend from the wall of the city outward, 1,000 cubits all around. And you shall measure outside the city on the east side, 2,000 cubits, on the south side, 2,000 cubits, on the west side, 2,000 cubits, on the north side, 2,000 cubits. The city shall be in the middle. This shall belong to them as common land for the cities. Now among the cities which you will give to the Levites, you shall appoint six cities of refuge to which a man may flee. And to these you shall add 42 cities. So all the cities you will give to the Levites shall be 48. These you shall give with their common land. And the cities which you will give shall be from possession of the children of Israel. From the larger tribe you shall give many. From the smaller you shall give few. Each shall give some of its cities to the Levites in proportion to the inheritance that each receives. The cities of refuge. Verse 9. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall appoint cities to be cities of refuge for you, that the manslayer who kills any person accidentally may flee there. They shall be cities of refuge for you from the avenger, that the manslayer may not die until he stands before the congregation in judgment. And of the cities which you give, you shall have six cities of refuge. You shall appoint three cities on this side of Jordan, and three cities you shall appoint in the land of Canaan, which will be cities of refuge. These six cities shall be for refuge for the children of Israel, for the stranger, for the sojourner among them, that anyone who kills a person accidentally may flee there. Verse 16. But if he strikes him with an iron implement so that he dies, he is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. If he strikes him with a stone in the hand by which one could die, and he does die, he's a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. If he strikes him with a wooden hand weapon by which one could die, and he does die, he's a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. The avenger of blood himself shall put the murderer to death when he meets him. He shall put him to death. If he pushes him out of hatred, or while lying in wait, hurls something at him so that he dies, or in enmity he strikes him with his hand so that he dies, the one who struck him shall surely be put to death. He is a murderer, the avenger of the blood, the murderer to death when he meets him. However, if he pushes him suddenly without enmity, or throws anything at him without lying in wait, or uses a stone by which a man could die, throwing at him without seeing him, so that he dies, while he's not his enemy or seeking his harm, then the congregation shall judge between the manslayer and the avenger of the blood, according to these judgments. Verse 25. So the congregation shall deliver the manslayer from the hand of the avenger of blood, and the congregation shall return him to the city of refuge where he fled, and he shall remain there until the death of the high priest who was anointed with the holy oil. Manslayer at any time goes outside the limits of the city of refuge where he fled, and the avenger of blood finds him outside the limits of his city of refuge, and the avenger of blood kills the manslayer, he shall not be guilty of his blood. 28. Because he should have remained in the city of refuge until the death of the high priest. After the death of the high priest, the manslayer may return to the land of his possession. And these things shall be a statute of judgment to you throughout your generations in all your dwellings. Verse 30, whoever kills a person, the murderer shall be put to death. on the testimony of witnesses. But one witness is not sufficient testimony against a person for the death penalty. Moreover, you shall take no ransom for the life of a murderer who is guilty of death, but he shall surely be put to death. And you shall take no ransom for him who has fled to his city of refuge, that he may return to dwell in the land before the death of the priest. So you shall not pollute the land where you are, for blood defiles the land, and no atonement can be made for the land, for the blood that is shed on it, except by the blood of him who shed it. Therefore, do not defile the land which you inhabit, in the midst of which I dwell. I, the Lord, dwell among the children of Israel. That is very interesting. Chapter 36, the marriage of female heirs. Now the chief fathers of the families of the children of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, of the families of the sons of Joseph, came near and spoke before Moses and before the leaders, the chief fathers of the children of Israel. And they said, the Lord commanded my Lord Moses to give the land as an inheritance by lot to the children of Israel. And my Lord was commanded by the Lord to give the inheritance of our brother Zelophehad to his daughters. Now, if they are married to any of the sons of the other tribes, the children of Israel, then their inheritance will be taken from the inheritance of our fathers, and it will be added to the inheritance of the tribe in which they marry. So it will be taken from the lot of our inheritance. And when the jubilee of the children of Israel comes, then their inheritance will be added to the inheritance of the tribe in which they marry. So their inheritance will be taken away from the inheritance of the tribe of our fathers. Moses commanded the children of Israel according to the word of the Lord, saying, what the tribe of the sons of Joseph speaks is right. This is what the Lord commands concerning the daughters of Zelophehad, saying, let them marry whom they think best, but they may marry only within the family of their father's tribe. So the inheritance of the children of Israel shall not change hands from tribe to tribe. For every one of the children of Israel shall keep the inheritance of the tribe of his fathers. And every daughter who possesses an inheritance in any tribe of the children of Israel shall be the wife of one of the family of her father's tribe, so that the children of Israel each may possess the inheritance of his fathers. Thus, no inheritance shall change hands from one tribe to another, but every tribe of the children of Israel shall keep its own inheritance. Just as the Lord commanded Moses, so did the daughters of Zelo, Mala, Tirzah, Hogla, Milcah, and Noah. The daughters of Zelophehad were married to the sons of their father's brothers. They were married into the families of the children of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, and their inheritance remained in the tribe of their father's families. These are the commandments and the judgments which the Lord commanded the children of Israel by the hand of Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan cross from Jericho. And thus we conclude the book of Numbers. Now, when we look back across this book, there's so many instructions of how to have a decent society, so many instructions about the priest and so much about the temple and the sacrifices. Oh, it's amazing all the things that are in there. But what you see is God Almighty setting up for each of us an understanding of how his kingdom operates on this earth. And we can see it in the Old Testament. And as we read those verses before in the New Testament, all these things were done as our examples on whom the end of this world shall come. And guys, we're at the end of this world right now. Now, if you didn't see the program we had two Sundays ago about the end of the age, Ezekiel 38 and 39, I recommend you go view it. And I'll put a link in here. We got a shorter video today. I'll put a link in here where you can go view it. It talks about Ezekiel 38 and 39. And it shows what's coming in the end of the days, which we are here. Russia is on the move. China's on the move. All the Islam nations are on the move. And Jesus is on the move to come and get you and me. And we must be ready. Share this program with everybody that you can share it with. Share. Just share. Say, study the Bible with us. You're going to enjoy this study. And it'll be a blessing. Well, are you ready? Let's pray the prayer of salvation like we do every time we come here. Pastor, why do we do this every single time? Because you never know. Out of all across America and 28 nations in the world, who's going to be listening today, as somebody had just sent this link to. And we always want to make it available so that everyone has a chance to get their life right with God and begin to walk with their Father. Here we go. Pray this prayer of salvation with me today. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
And John chapter 1.
John chapter 1.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day.
And you rose again on the third day.
And now just put your hands out like we do and say, I receive you into my life right now.
I receive you into my life.
Fill every part of me.
Fill every part of me.
With all of you.
With all of you.
I receive your light, Jesus.
I receive your light.
I receive your faith.
I receive your righteousness
into my life right now.
Fill me with your Holy
Spirit. So I live in power.
Understand the Word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language. And live a successful life as a believer every day. I pray this. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen. And amen. Welcome to the kingdom of God. Let me be the first to say it. Amen. You know, to have somebody look at you and say, welcome to the kingdom. You got to realize that means you're a part of a kingdom. And, I say this every night. You went from darkness to light. You went from fear to faith. You were made into the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And you are an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. All of that just happened in that prayer. Jesus is the light of the world. He just came in you. Jesus is the author and finisher of faith. He just came in you. Jesus' righteousness was pure. He never sinned. It was a sinless example. And he just came in you. And now you get to use his righteousness to live your life. That's powerful. The Father looked over and said, adopt them into the family. You are now an heir of God. You're a joint heir with Jesus. And everything that Jesus has you now have access to. It's an inheritance that fades not away and is incorruptible. Here's the cool thing about it. All you had to do was just say, Jesus, I receive you into my life. Now, that's the first step in your Christian life. You didn't get a church. You didn't get a religion. You didn't get a denomination. You got a relationship with God Almighty. He now lives on the inside of you every day of your life. I've got my email address and website in here, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. And I want you to send me an email. Say, hey, preacher, I prayed the prayer tonight. Help me walk with God. I've got teachings that will help you get close to God, verses you can learn, and connections that help you make so that you can live a successful Christian life every day. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, make sure you check the timestamps on this video and the notes of the video and of the comments of this video. And any way we can help you walk with God, we definitely will do that. In Jesus' mighty name. Till we see you again tomorrow morning, remember, communion on Sunday. Make sure you're ready for that. Make sure you send the link. In this notes is a link for all of the videos we've made so far on Read the Word. That one link, give them that playlist, and they'll be able to listen to the whole thing. Remember that. We love you.
We love you.
And God loves you. And
Jesus is Lord.
See you soon. Say it again to those of you on Blog Talk Radio. Remember, the email address is hgpreacherman@gmail.com. You can send us a letter at P.O. Box 4315, Williston, North Dakota, 58802. Call you blessed in Jesus' mighty name. See you soon.